Before we get to this week's edition of News AF with Danny and with Tyson, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors today. Those are our friends over at canvaspeople.com. And of course, Father's Day is coming up in but 2.5 weeks. Still time to get your dad a great gift from canvaspeople.com. And of course, canvaspeople.com is great for any occasion because they can take any photo and turn it into a gorgeous canvas work of art. And they've got a great offer for the listeners of our podcast. Use the promo code RHAP to get an 11x14 canvas photo for $0 pricing. You just pay the shipping and handling. We've used Canvas People a bunch to turn photos of our kids into great works of art that we put up on the wall. I guess it depends on how attractive your family members are, if you want to call them works of art, but we love them, and so you will too. Go ahead and check it out. Go to canvaspeople.com and just upload your photo, select the 11x14 canvas people size, use the promo code RHAP, and get that $0 pricing. It's normally a $69.99 value that you will get for free. You just pay the shipping and handling. This is a limited time offer for our listeners, so go to canvaspeople.com. Use the promo code RHAP and start using Canvas People today. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here with the News AF crew to talk about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of May 31st, 2018, here on News AF.
Story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth. It's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual.
Yes, here we are. We are podcasting. We are streaming on twitch.tv/RHAP. And we are back here on a Thursday. Felt a little weird to say it's the week of May 31st. I mean, it's like a Thursday. That's not really weird to say the week of that week. But what was I supposed to say? Okay. So yeah. Here we are, ready to go. And back from a quick trip to the West Coast to play some poker. Here's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm very well.
Yes.
I live on the West Coast too, so a quick trip to the West Coast from the West Coast. Mm-hmm. It could be very quick or it could be still 10 to 12 hours.
You live in the Southwest and you went to the West Coast.
Southwest.
So where's Utah?
Nobody knows. Really, nobody knows. They're like, that's a state? Where is that?
Utah is the West Coast.
No, I don't think it is.
What is Utah then?
The Southwest.
It doesn't have its own region.
I want to say
it's
Southwest.
Not the Southwest. You think Southwest?
It's not the West Coast. There's no coastline.
Then what's Idaho?
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
It's the Northwest.
Where's Nevada?
Again, it's just a big deserty space. Few people live there. Not sure it's important.
The West, but not be the West Coast.
Yeah. The West. They're just the West.
The West. Just the West.
West is the Mississippi. The West.
But you're right, Arizona is the Southwest. I will agree with you that Arizona is the Southwest, but Utah is not the Southwest.
Yeah. Okay, well, what is it?
Just the West.
Let's just
call it the West,
okay.
Yeah.
We've settled that. Okay, a man who's currently residing in the West, here is Danny Price. And Danny, how are you?
Temperatures are going up, but it's dry heat.
Yeah.
Up, up, up. I sweat so much. I got my hair cut yesterday. And she put that... She put that cape over me, you know, to keep the hair from going on me. And I had just been outside for a long time. And I started to sweat profusely because my body hadn't cooled down. And it was disgusting and embarrassing at the same time. I took my arms out from underneath the cape and I was glistening.
How hot was it?
It wasn't even that hot. It was like 80 degrees. But those first warm days feel very hot.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Felt like 100.
And they're more humid as everything's melting off and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good science-y point.
Are you sure that the regular cape wasn't in the wash and they just used a hefty bag to cover you? Because
a space blanket?
Yes.
And you know, that would have been great if I was trying to get down to my wrestling weight. But it was gross. I don't like sweating in public if I can avoid it. But
what about in private?
I'll sweat like crazy in private. I sweat all the time. I'm a pretty sweaty guy. I need to hydrate like crazy all day long in the summer.
Just like Tom Brady.
Yep, 2 gallons of water a day.
Tyson, how was your trip to L.A. to play in a televised poker event?
It was good. It was Survivor Champs. Poker night at Poker Night in America.
Mm-hmm.
Poker Night Live, not Poker Night in America, but it's the same the same umbrella. And yeah, it's more about having fun than playing serious cards.
That's loser talk.
You still try to win money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was you and Rob Mariano and yep. Kim Spradlin and
correct.
Jeremy Collins.
Yes. And then one pro poker player, Jonathan Little.
Yes.
And the host of the show, Joe Stapleton.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. And it was fun. It's going to be on TV this week.
It was already on TV.
It was already on TV. Okay.
Poker Night Live.
Okay. But it's going to be on YouTube eventually?
Yeah, in a couple weeks.
Okay. All right. And it was a lot of positive feedback?
Yeah. The best show they've ever done.
Whoa.
Because of you, probably. You think? Probably?
Yeah.
It was all you?
Well, we all four knew each other pretty well. I mean, I had never met Jeremy in person before, but we were on the same show and are aware of each other mm-hmm. well enough that we know each other's personalities, I assume. Yeah. And tells. And so, yeah, so we had a pretty lively conversation.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, we'll be on the lookout for that. Any behind-the-scenes stories you can share?
Well, there's not really much behind the scenes on that you don't see since it's live pretty much.
Yeah.
Except for it starts airing right as we finish up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on like a 2-hour delay.
Okay. So nobody can go and then tweet out what
tell
you
what
have.
Cards. Yeah. Right. And I was wearing a utility suit, even though the cowboy was the winner of my poll on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just going to be too hard to travel with. So I was like, I'm just going to not do that.
When you say utility suit, what describe?
A one-piece Dickies.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's smart. That's comfortable.
That's what I wore.
That's classy. That's just a great thing to wear.
And then a lady asked me if like that's a regular thing or if that was just for the night. And I was like, well, I just have four articles of clothing. I have one that's shorts and a long sleeve. I have one that's long sleeve, because you have, I have one that's pants and a long sleeve. So that's like the colder weather one.
Nice.
Then I have a shorts with long sleeve top.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a pants with a short sleeve top. And then I have
you
short
got
sleeve
everything covered.
And short.
Everything
short
covered.
Sleeve and shorts. Yeah. So then no matter the temperature, there's four.
So
there's four combos.
You only have four outfits or you travel with four outfits?
I only have four outfits. There's just four utility suits based on the length of the legs and the length of the arms.
Were you naked under your utility suit?
No, because the pockets.
I think we're all naked under our utility suit.
That is kind
of
true.
Oh, God, that was deep. Everybody take 10 seconds of silence to ponder what Rob just said.
Okay, the pockets, what, your genitals might pop out at any moment and give
no,
people
there's,
a
No, there's
pink
two
surprise.
Layers of side pockets on the leg.
Okay.
One layer is a pocket. The other layer is a hole into
easy
the
access.
Inside of the suit. So you can, if you're wearing jeans or something under it, you can access your pockets
or
to your real pants.
You can access.
Or, if you want to fiddle around on airlines
right.
at all.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect outfit for flying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a lot of news stories to cover, so let's talk about what's happening in the world right now. And so many great news stories that we're going to get into in today's episode here on News AF. And so many submitted to us by our Facebook group, Group AF. And we got to start with this story. So if people were following the news on Tuesday morning, there were reports of this Russian journalist who was murdered in cold blood, who had been a critic of the government in Russia. And there was going to be this press briefing to talk about the murder of this journalist when, lo and behold, Danny, like a scene out of Tom Sawyer, the man showed up.
Or the Bible.
Yes. He showed up at his own press conference about his death.
Totally not believable. First of all, they faked it using bullets. The Russians only use radioactive material or nerve agents, just so everybody knows it was them. So no Russian assassin would use a gun. They would use something crazy like a giant piece of uranium that they smash his head open with. So, I mean, right away, the Russians are like, that's not us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not us.
That's not our signature move.
Yeah, that's not our signature move. He's still alive.
For the record, Russia, you're not too bad.
No.
Just yeah, Tice is just hedging his bets. It's like, he doesn't want them coming after him.
Yes, correct.
If they want to get you, they'll probably get you. They might not kill you, but they might make you really sick by putting nerve agent in your air conditioner in your
allegedly
car.
Danny.
Do they really do that?
Yeah, I think that's how they delivered it to that guy in England. So, yeah, this is kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Because did they catch the assassin who was out to kill him? I didn't actually read that part.
Yeah.
So it seems like the guy's still out there.
So the guy's name is Arkady Babchenko, and they went through this whole thing. I think he was working with the police, and he ultimately was, faked his death and then came out of the press conference. But yeah, I don't know if this was effective.
I don't think it was a success. No. The only way to survive an assassination attempt, if the Russians want you dead, is you have to be rich enough where they can't kill you publicly. They just take all your assets and exile you. Mm-hmm. Then that's the only way. If you're just some journalist, I mean, you're probably going to die in a car
bomb. You mean rich enough or famous enough?
I think either would work. But I think this guy might need to consider a new line of thinking or career.
Well, because he already blew his cover.
I know. He's like, I can't stand being dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was too good.
I got a post on Facebook. Oh, I need a post so bad. I haven't done it in 24 hours.
So yeah. It wasn't just that there were reports of his death. There were also pictures released of him with the gunshot wounds that were staged. I just don't know necessarily. Like, I kind of think that this really is going to muddy the waters every time that we hear a news report that somebody has died now. I think that there's going to be, some like, is it a hoax?
Yeah, started with Avril, and it's just got
Avril Lavigne
spiraled out. Are they really dead? It's like, then you got to go to the press conference. It's like, all right, they should be showing up any minute now.
By the way, this is a common story. By common, I mean it happens maybe once every year or so. In the U.S., the cops will fake a spouse's death when the other spouse has hired a hitman to kill the spouse. So this isn't an uncommon. This is a pretty common tactic when it comes to hitmen.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, in some ways, it's like everybody was very excited. I don't know if you guys saw the video of when he showed up and then everybody is like, bravo. I feel like there's going to be a lot of copycat versions of this, Tyson.
Yeah, I died yesterday and now I'm here, guys.
I know. First it was faking an orgasm. That was a big thing. And now it's faking your death. They got to take it up.
Still a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now faking your death is the new fake orgasm.
It's the new rage.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting because it is fake news.
It really was.
And
it really
the integrity,
was.
This guy's journalistic integrity is kind of down the shitter now after all of this.
Yeah, that's a good point, Tyson.
Tyson, what happens if, God forbid, something actually does happen to this guy now?
He cried wolf, and now we'll never believe him.
You fooled us once.
Good joke. We're not getting you a funeral gift.
Our leg again.
Now's the best time to kill him because he expects it the least, and nobody will believe it when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we also know that he's alive again. If you're Russian, if you're Russia and you want this guy dead, and you're like, oh, he died. Allegedly, and you're like, oh, he died. Well, let's forget about it. Oh, no, he is still alive. There's a huge, worldwide press release that he's alive still.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for telling us. We had scratched his name off the list, but now we're going to go get some white out and retype that. His name is going to reappear.
Yeah, the move, I guess, is sort of where you fake your own death and then go into hiding, and then it's sort of like going into the witness protection program, where if there really was a threat on his life, then you could move him someplace safe and he could live out the rest of his days. This was sort of like, this was almost like antagonizing the hitman, Danny.
Yeah, like, haha, we tricked you.
We're smarter than you are.
Oh my God, you fell for the oldest trick in the book.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. This man also, I think there was also kind of a jerk move because I don't think his wife was in on it
from what I've read
also, which was really
nobody could be in on it. Only people who needed to know.
Once again, you went through that much effort only to resurrect him at a press conference and show everybody that it wasn't real. Why not just keep the keep it going. I don't understand. I mean, one assassin, I bet you there's like a million assassins for hire in Russia. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay, that guy doesn't want to do it anymore because he's kind of embarrassed. He got faked out. But there's probably another 10 that are willing to do it for a couple rubles. Mm-hmm. Rubles, whatever the currency is.
Yeah, rubles.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so we will keep you guys updated on any other fake death stories that are going on. But this was, you know, an exciting story to have broken yesterday where this really did happen. But is this a dangerous precedent? We'll have to see.
No, it 100% is a dangerous precedent. Because now you can just say anything and then be like, nope, we had to say that to protect a thing. And now we're telling you, we're setting the record straight. We were lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about a story that was far more disturbing.
Oh, this one.
There has been video captured of a woman who has been shaving her legs in a public pool. I don't know if you guys can see this.
I've seen it already, and I'll watch it again.
I've seen it. It was horrifying.
Yeah. Here she is. She's at a public pool, and she has a razor. And then here she is shaving her legs, according to this footage captured out in the field.
Are you going to say allegedly, or do you feel pretty confident that's what she's doing?
Like, ah ha ha, that this was, you know, one of these
fake razors.
Well, I think it was a real video. I don't know if the razor was fake. If she's fooling everybody,
it's not the most offensive thing that goes on at a public pool.
Yes,
but it's pretty
blatant.
There. Yeah, and to do it in the open like that, I just.
Yeah,
the whole thing was disgusting. That's why Tyson likes to visit public pools. It's one of his favorite places to hang out in the summer.
I haven't even visited one single public pool yet.
Yeah, in Arizona, but used to go all the time here.
Yeah.
But I could never go because they're so disgusting. It's like the public's toilet, community toilet.
But you know how strong now my immune system that I've gotten. It's like going to the gym for your immune system.
Yeah, you're like your immune system's like the 1980s Arnold.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Nobody ever thinks he's going to die or age.
No.
Tyson, I loved it when Mike Holloway posted that picture the other day of that he was at some like gigantic pool party with like 100 guys in the pool and he captioned this photo and then you put the caption pee-pee party.
Yeah. I did put pee-pee party. Everybody was pissing in that pool. And he then was like, that's why I didn't get in not even one time.
Okay, so he was keen to it.
That pool was ridiculously crowded that he was in.
See, look, that pool that he was in had probably as much hair just coming off of the guys naturally than this pool shaving her legs into the pool.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think like if Danny was like, Tyson, in order to save our friendship, you have to swim in that pool where that lady's shaving her legs. I'd be like, I could do it. Would I be happy about it? Not especially, but it's more just the thought of it. But pools are so big compared to like the pound of hair that she's shaving off her legs or whatever, 3 pounds of hair.
That's the thing. We don't know because women's hair is much more fine. It's harder to see. Like if I shave my legs.
No, don't generalize. Not all women's hair is.
Okay,
more
that's
fine.
True. But if I shave my legs into the pool, it's going to be a dark streak of hair slowly going out into the pool. We don't know how much hair is coming off of her. I'm assuming she has very fine blonde hair, but it could be a lot more than you can see in the video.
And is it stubble or is it long?
Exactly.
Hairs?
That's what we don't know.
And here's the other thing, Danny. Is stubble better or worse? Because I feel like the long wispy hair will get sucked up into the filters, whereas the little stubble is not going to. That's going to get in your eyeballs.
That's going to go right into your eyeballs. Yeah, and you're going to wonder like 2 days later when your eyes seal closed because of pus.
Yeah, what happened?
The doctor is going to say, "Have you been in any pools where a woman has shaved her legs recently?
Openly shaving?
You have so much hair in your eyeballs right now."
Now, like, oh, Tyson, can you guess what state in the United States of America?
don't do it, Tyson.
A woman shave her legs at the public pool. If you have to,
there's only one state. She has links to Florida. Whether or not it happened in Florida, I don't know. But the woman's either from Florida.
This was at a Orlando public pool.
I'm still, even after years of doing this podcast, Mm-hmm. I'm reading this story. I'm like, this is so crazy. And then like Florida. And I was like, really? Really? Still? Okay.
They're softballing it in there, Florida.
Yeah.
To be fair, it was reported by the Orlando Sentinel. I'm not sure if the pool itself was in Florida.
I think it was
in Orlando.
Oh, you think it was a Disney World resort?
I'm not sure if this was a Disney resort. Now, people who are defending this woman say there are no statutes against shaving in the pool. There are many rules posted at the public pool, but no shaving. That's not on the list of rules, Danny.
How about giving myself an enema in the pool? Is that against the rules?
Against the rule.
Nice chlorine water going in there, cleaning it all out.
To be fair, that the rules are no spitting and no bodily fluids in the pool, but it doesn't say anything about body hair being removed in the pool.
So
the
go
enema,
there,
I think, violates
shave your
bodily
head.
Fluids.
Yeah. Okay, that's true.
Or but you,
so that mean I could shave my head while sitting in the. I mean, it'd be dangerous.
Here's the other thing:
shave my head while in the pool.
You should with a clippers. Here's the other thing is that when she's shaving, when you shave with a razor, you also take a layer of skin off.
Mm. Right.
And so she's putting a lot of dead skin.
She's kind of reckless with that razor too. And that, I mean, she's, it doesn't really seem to have a great system. Yeah.
Yeah.
She could have lotioned up first though. So it glid well.
I think the shaving cream though is going to be, that's going to be like
gross.
Floating on the top of the water.
Yeah, it's all gross.
Yeah, but it'll provide a minty scent to the pool.
Let's make a pact right now, us three, that we never visit this pool together as a group.
Or any public pool.
And we will shave our body hair before we go into the pool or in the locker room.
Yes, and then leave it on the floor in the locker room so people can track it into the pool at their own free will.
That's right. Okay. We have some breaking news this morning, a story that is still developing. According to the New York Daily News, a car salesman he is suing his former boss for allegedly breaking wind and pinching people's nipples at a Acura dealership, Danny.
Okay, the breaking the wind part, I see the problem with it.
At AutoNation Acura in League City, Texas.
But he's going in there and farting in the office and then trapping it in there
door.
On purpose.
It's a kind of torture. It's like
this
Guantanamo
guy,
Bay for this guy.
This boss is definitely someone from our generation. These were tricks of... us. What are we, Generation X? This is a Generation X prank.
Yes.
For sure. The pitching of the nipples as well. Why did people ever think that that was so great?
I know. They thought it was so funny a couple of years. I hated it. I said, if you guys do that, I'm going to punch
you
in the face.
I punched a dude for pinching my nipples.
Yeah, the people did do it to me because I didn't play that game. It was a really stupid. And the other thing that guys would do would hit each other in the ball sack. That doesn't work anymore.
Right, that's out.
You can't be doing that down.
Punching people's ball sacks in high school.
Would there be a breaking point with that, Danny? Or it's just like people just got the memo?
I think most people got... This guy didn't. He's been trapped. Well, he's in the car salesman bubble, which is a unique bubble. So I'm surprised that someone finally said something because it seems to be filled with bros who would enjoy this type of behavior.
Not anymore.
Like, car salesman is kind of like... If you're looking at news and you're like... Oh, this isn't in Florida. Then your next response is, did this involve a car salesman?
Yeah.
That's...
Oh, yeah. They called it Dutch ovening his employees' offices.
Oh.
Oh, that's when he
Dutch ovening is a term.
Door.
Yes.
Yep.
That's a great term.
Yeah. Well, the person that filed the complaint, his name is Brett Bland. Kind of, it sounds like...
Yeah, that
name.
Sounds appropriate.
That is a bland name.
Brett Bland says that his boss, Jeremy Pratt, reinforced dominance over his subordinates by regularly entering enclosed offices and intentionally passing gas and then laughing as they were forced to breathe in the soiled air.
Soiled air. You know, LBJ used to bring people into the bathroom to take notes while he took a dump.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is a form of asserting
abuse.
Dominance. And abuse, but I think that it's a way for someone to say, you've got to deal with this because I'm your boss.
And then the pheromones from it all probably make you like attracted. So then you're just torn.
You're like, well, that's a strong musk. I mean, for some reason,
this guy might be the worst boss ever. And another thing that he did allegedly was that he texted 8 to 10 people that work there in a group chat and put Brett Bland's face. He superimposed it on an image featuring a female child and warned people that there was a sex offender lurking in the area.
Oh my gosh. So it, not only does he Dutch oven everyone, he's also a bully and obviously hates this Bland guy.
This is a classic Generation X bully.
This does,
that we've
this does sound
boss.
Pretty by the book. I mean, I know a million of these guys from high school.
Yeah, I know. I know at least that many as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So Brett Bland, though, that it's a name. I think that it just seems like that he could be. It could have been a target based on his name. Brett Bland.
Or, based on his name? No, I think his name created who he was as a person. Which
it molded him as a personality.
Nature versus nurture.
Which then gave bullies.
That being said, we have a no bullying policy here on
strict no bullying.
Do not condone this behavior. A very toxic work
heck
environment.
No. No, you wouldn't want to.
Whoa. Don't bully the bully here, guys.
The question is, why did he tolerate it for a year? That's a long time to endure Dutch ovens, nipple twists, and being accused of being a sex offender.
Well, maybe AutoNation Acura in League City is the pinnacle of Acura dealerships.
And so he was just raking in so much money.
Texas, yes.
Do we have anybody in Texas that can go report on how
maybe,
great
is
this dealership
still there?
Is?
Can we send anybody on the street to go and check out what's going on at AutoNation Acura? Interview some other people about what else was going on there?
Oh, by the way, I think it's called, when you twist someone's nipple, I think it's called a purple nurple.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, a purple nurple.
A purple nurple.
Yeah. And the other thing you can do instead of Dutch ovening somebody, you can buttercup them.
Or, yeah, that's a good one. Or you do some crop dusting.
Oh, yeah, you can crop dust. Crop dust is...
A good one.
I think if the boss would have just been crop dusting everyone, he wouldn't have gotten accused of it.
Yeah. Because it's not trapping them in your own scent.
You still could. You could crop dust them. You could go walk into their office and crop dust and then walk out. You could even close the door. But the second you laugh and point, then that's a Dutch oven.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between a crop dusting and a Dutch oven.
Well, a very fine line. Before we get to our next story, you don't have to work at a dealership to have a painful experience when you are looking at purchasing a car. And that's where our friends over at True Car come in, can help you avoid all of the pain and suffering associated with going to go look for, hang out at these dealerships. Because if you're looking to buy a car, you're familiar with the term like MSRP, you know what it stands for, but what does it actually mean? Same goes for invoice, list price, and dealer price. It's enough to confuse anybody. All you're really looking for is a price that actually means something. That's why there's True Price from True Car. You'll know exactly what you'll pay for the car that you want, including fees and accessories, before you even get to the dealership and get harassed, because True Car dealers will show you what a true price is on cars like the one that you want, all from the comfort of your home. Danny, imagine you don't have to deal with with anybody who is doing anything at a car dealership.
Yeah, get a convertible and avoid any unwanted Dutch ovening.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is how Barry Bland has to live his life from now on.
Brett Bland.
This is how Brett Bland has to live his life from now on in convertibles. He has glassless doors that are just like everything's a screen door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because how do you know if your true price is a great price? Because True Car will show what other people paid for the same car that you want. And your certified dealer knows this. So they set their true price up competitively so they can win your business. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states. Okay. Let's get to our next story this morning. And this is another good one. Father's Day is around the corner. And it's so hard to find a gift for all of the dads in your life, but that's where the fine people over at A1 come in, because they have exactly what every dad is looking for, just like the ones on this panel, Tyson, a A1 sauce scented meat candle.
Mm-mm. Finally. Now, this is for all those vegans and vegetarians who love the taste of meat but hate the ethics of it all. They can have this.
Yeah, if you burn enough of these candles inside your house at the same time for long enough, everything in your house will taste like meat when you lick it.
Mm. Oh, that's a good idea. Do you think people have tried eating these?
Yeah, a hungry person. Yes. Why wouldn't you?
I've definitely tasted a dollop of strawberry shampoo before. Did not taste like it smelled.
The A1 meat candles come in three different flavors. There's barbecue candle, meat candle, and burger candle.
Okay. Which one would you get, Rob?
I think I would just go with barbecue candle. I don't know if I need the smell of cooked animal flesh from a candle, but just maybe the smell of the burning wood. Is it a gas barbecue?
No, I think the barbecue is a barbecue sauce. I think it's barbecue sauce smell. Barbecue, you don't think it's barbecue smell? Sauce smell? You think it's like a charcoal briquette smell?
Yeah.
Or a gas one would be really nice too.
Yeah. I mean, I love a good barbecue. I don't know if I need a meat candle.
But you don't.
Well,
know
don't say that.
You don't need one.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Mm, okay.
My kid ate so much bacon the other day, he almost puked.
How much? How much bacon did he eat, Danny?
I'm going to guess here, because I didn't touch the bacon because it looked horrible.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess he ate 10 pieces, but it wasn't that he ate 10. It was that he ate them so quickly. Beck.
Okay.
So my 8-year-old ate it all so fast, and then I heard him whimpering.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah, he was on the verge of puking because that bacon just sits in there like a rock. So what I would like to do for him is get a candle.
Wait, did you take him to a buffet?
No, it was just here at the house. Our kids love bacon. I feel like we're killing them with it, but if it'll shut them up, you give them what they want, right?
Is your plan, to have your entire family die at the same time so you can save on coughing costs?
So I downloaded the app that shows like your death clock. And so I feed them bacon, then update all of our clocks.
Accordingly.
I'm closing the gap.
Danny Bryson dies of natural causes. And sadly enough, his entire family also all died of natural causes within 2 hours of each other.
I would have thought a bacon flavored candle would be a no brainer. Well, I know that's not in A1's wheelhouse,
right?
But bacon is so trendy; it's probably the trendiest of all meats.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a no brainer. Oh, it is. You're right. Why am I even saying that? It is the trendiest of all meats.
Yeah. You can get these candles. They're available at A1MeatSense.com, and they are going for $14.99.
Now, is this a commercial?
No,
yeah,
that
sounded like a commercial. You were doing that with your commercial voice.
It's not a paid advertisement.
Okay.
I'm just telling
you. $14.99?
Yeah, if people that I'm assuming that when we talk about stuff like this, that
they are going to want to know.
If people want,
I bet we could find it for Amazon cheaper. Let's find it.
I don't know. I'm not a big steak sauce guy.
Yeah, it's an insult to your steak if someone puts steak sauce on it. That's always been my problem with A1.
I don't put steak sauce on mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the steak's terrible.
Right. Yeah, because it's like, does the steak need more? It's like a cover up, you know?
Especially steak sauce on a burger.
Mm-hmm. Could I eat a steak in the pool?
I mean, people have eaten in a pool.
You shouldn't, though. It's disgusting.
It's not great.
Especially bread.
It's not great. I mean, you don't
eating what in a pool?
A steak
or a hamburger. I mean, that just seems that would be gross.
Yeah, I've stayed at places where they have like that swim up bar that you can just sit like your waist deep in water and sit, and there's a table there, but I didn't try it. But it just seems unnatural.
Right. We're not meant to.
You got a lady shaving her legs over here. You're trying to eat a hamburger.
It's one pee-pee party.
Yeah, so big old pee-pee party.
Yeah, the kids are crapping in their diapers. It's just like, the more we talk about pools and the things people do in them, the more, I mean, I already know they're disgusting, but I hope everybody's realizing how foul.
This is our summer kickoff special.
Yeah, it's gross.
Whatever.
Yeah, just use a private pool if you could.
Use a private pool.
Befriend a rich person and then just swim in their pool.
That's I always went to Danny's parents' pool once in a while when he'd invite me.
Mm-hmm. Even that pool's pretty gross. Yeah. So many kids.
You have a lot of nieces and nephews.
I won't go near it anymore. It's so gross.
Okay, well, let's talk about another story that's made a lot of headlines this week. And this comes to us from the world of televangelism, which we don't talk about too much, but there is a man, Jesse Duplantis. He is a televangelist out of Louisiana, and he has asked the followers of his televangelism to help to donate money so he can buy a $54 million private jet. Tyson, this seems like, I feel like you've talked about this idea recently.
I would definitely like a private jet, but I wouldn't say that Jesus would use a private jet. I feel like Jesus would Forrest Gump it. I think he'd get more publicity just walking around. Jesus in this day and age would need like to hype himself so high. And I don't think this is the way to do it. You think this is the way with Instagram photos and hookers and stuff? That's, you think, what Jesus
hookers
would do? Well, that's what you do on private jets, right?
Hookers and cocaine.
I don't know. Well, the controversy comes not necessarily from the fact that he needs a plane. I think he has three other planes. I think it's this specific $54 million plane.
Yeah, because then he doesn't have to stop to refuel anywhere.
Yeah, and touch, get anywhere near the unwashed
masses. Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite quote is, and there's a lot of good quotes in this article.
Yeah, this guy is.
He says, I really believe that if Jesus was physically on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey. Think about that for a minute. He'd be in an aeroplane preaching the gospel all over the world.
Yes.
This guy is kind of a mouthpiece of God.
Yes. Would Jesus fly in coach, Danny?
Yeah, of course, because then he can preach to everybody on the plane. Yeah, because then he can stop fights. He can comfort people who are scared of flying.
If Jesus was alive today, he should only fly coach. Think about it.
Those planes are like a public pool.
No, they are actually like a public pool.
Yes, flying coach is not unlike being at a public pool.
Because he can do a couple cool things.
It's almost identical. Yeah.
If Jesus was in a plane, he could give people fish and bread. Right? For everyone.
Yes.
You can turn water into wine. Everyone
I've had fish and bread on a flight before. Not great.
People die on flights
it's
all the time. Not fake.
For a plane. Yeah.
Yeah. He can bring people back to life when they die on the plane. Mm-hmm. He can do all sorts of cool stuff. The plane, flying in economy, is exactly what Jesus would do.
Yeah. It is what he would do, but that's not what Jesse Duplantis is thinking.
So do you think that Jesse Duplantis is not inspired of God then?
Whoa. Let's take a step back. I mean, he is a preacher, so
okay.
A televangelist. What's that? What is a televangelist? That means he's on TV.
He's on TV, that why they're preaching and then talking about, you know, for people that are watching.
Gosh, I've always felt like I should start a church because there's good money in the church.
Yeah. There's great money, dude.
Yep. I was telling Tyson that the Scientologists made a huge mistake. They just built a gross cruise ship, which we all know is a floating bathroom. Mm-hmm. So they should have put their money more into Gulfstreams and less into cruise ships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think they had the money to go Gulfstreams when they first started.
Yeah. And according to their religion, all those bad spirits were brought to Earth on basically Boeing 747s. So maybe they steer clear of the airplanes.
They're terrified of airplanes.
Yeah.
They only will travel. Tom Cruise, when he films all over the world, he only travels by cruise ship. And that's why his last name got changed to Cruise when he became an actor.
Yeah. All the bacon you can eat while you cross the Atlantic.
Exactly. So shows morning, noon, and night, and a poker tournament every weekend.
So Jesse Duplantis, he posted a video to his website where he is showing all of the different jets that he's had before.
Cool.
And then he shows a picture of the Starship Enterprise and says, this is the Starship Enterprise. This is where I'm going. Praise God. What I'm believing God for. So I like that he sort of like said, but I'm not buying the Starship Enterprise. I'm only buying this jet.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's not the first preacher, by the way. I think I've heard of two other stories where preachers have been getting flack for trying to get a private jet. So he probably saw those other two or three preachers get their private jets and thought, okay, I can upgrade. Now's the time. Yeah. Praise Jesus.
God told him he needed the Dassault Falcon 7X.
I bet he did.
He said, Jesse, you want to come up to where I'm at? Before you ask, I'll answer. Isaiah 65:24. I want you to believe me for a Falcon 7X.
Does Isaiah 65:24 mention the Falcon 7X? Because that would be a real strong point or counterpoint to his detractors.
Yeah, if he can point to it.
A scripture that says, and thou shalt give Jesse a Falcon 7X.
Yes.
Yeah, that's in Revelations.
Oh, it's in Revelations. I knew it was somewhere. I couldn't place it.
It's in the Bible, verse 38, chapter 40.
Nice. Okay, right there after like the seven-headed beast appears.
Yeah.
According to my quick research, Isaiah 65:24, before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. No mention of the Falcon 7X.
But you can loosely translate that into, in order to speak so they can hear, you're going to need a Falcon 7X to get close enough.
Yeah. Well, no, what he's using it for is he's saying that before I even asked, God told me what I needed, which was the Falcon 7X.
That's the greatest thing about receiving revelation. When it's personal, you're like, no, actually, he's talking to me right. Yep. Okay. You want me to get a Falcon 7X? But that's going to be a lot of. Okay, I'll get it. Yeah, Jesus just told me I need to get a Falcon 7X. Nobody's going to argue with you because you just...
Yeah, I think a lot of people now are probably going to argue with
him. Yeah, but not his congregation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're sold on Jesse.
If his congregation wants him to have the Falcon 7X, who are we to get in the way, Danny?
Well, why doesn't the News AF listeners get us a Falcon 7X so we can preach the good word or News AF?
I mean, is that what God wants?
Well, no. We can't say that because we're not a religion, right? That's just what the internet wants, the world wants. I guess we don't have as strong an argument if it's not God telling them to get us that jet.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it.
Okay. Let's talk about something that is a dangerous trend this summer that a lot of people are striving for. Tyson, do you know about the Toblerone Tunnel?
I know about Toblerones.
Yes. Danny, are you aware of the Toblerone Tunnel?
I did this to my wife. I read this story and I said, "Ooh, Liz, do you have a Toblerone Tunnel?" And she said, "What is that? What is that? Is that something dirty? What is that?" I said, "I don't know. You should probably look it up though, because it's really important."
Okay.
So she got back to me. She's like, "I can't believe you had me look that up," because it's just like there was the thigh gap. Remember the thigh gap?
Yeah.
It's the new thigh gap, the impossible measuring stick for the female body.
Yeah, a Toblerone Tunnel is really a terrible name for what?
Because it sounds dirty. That's what she first thought, right? You have a Toblerone Tunnel.
I mean,
we all do.
It sounds dirtier than what it actually is, the Toblerone Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
But, is the Toblerone Tunnel just the thigh gap?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Yeah, but news outlets are calling it dangerous because it is a body image that people are striving for. That I guess you want to have sort of a large posterior and very skinny legs to be able to make this work.
Just eat your Tide Pods and absorb and avoid the Toblerone Tunnel. It's not something you want to do.
Yes. Tyson, do you have a Toblerone Tunnel?
No, he's got blockage.
Blockage?
I do.
Yeah, your testicles probably block the tunnel.
Oh, yeah, I'd have to get those lifted. I know that Danny used to do the Toblerone Tunnel with his friends all the time. It was different.
Really, the Toblerone Tunnel can be used so many different ways. I can't believe that these news organizations are just throwing it around.
Okay. Well, here on News AF, we always try to dig a little bit deeper on these stories. Danny, is it possible the sudden appearance of the Toblerone Tunnel is some sort of underhanded advertisement by Toblerone, which has not been mentioned by anybody for 30 years.
I have a Toblerone on my counter in my kitchen right now.
Yeah. How long has it been there?
It's been there for months. I should go get it and test it, see if it'll fit in my tunnel.
Yes. Tyson, have you ever had a Toblerone? Forget Toblerone tunnel.
I've had a Toblerone.
Yes. Do you like it?
They're fine.
It's fine.
My dad lived in Switzerland before I was born.
Yeah.
And so he was always a fan of any Swiss chocolate. And I believe Toblerone is a Swiss chocolate.
Yes. This is the lead of the story here, which is appeared on Fox News and on the New York Post.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yes.
Are the guys who invented beer yoga, is this their new thing?
I don't know.
So they're just like, oh, it's not the new thing at all, but one person said it and it caught fire with the media and now everybody thinks it's a
epidemic. Go on Instagram, look up Toblerone.
Check
tunnel,
it out.
See if it's there.
See what kind of image search you get when you do that.
See what shows up.
Enter the Toblerone.
Did you guys
tunnel.
Already do that?
I haven't done it yet. I'm going to hope my wife doesn't check my phone. But the Toblerone tunnel, according to this article, when you hear Toblerone, you probably envision the delicious triangular Swiss chocolate bar filled with almond nougat. But in England, the word means something much more alarming. Across the pond,
what?
The Toblerone tunnel is taking over Instagram as the new body image craze.
I thought you said Toblerone, the word itself, meant something really bad.
No.
But no, you're right. I see what you're saying. Toblerone tunnel. Yep. What I'm going to do is, you know how they have corsets that shape your midsection? You know, that's a big trendy thing, especially with the Kardashians. I'm going to get a Toblerone that people can fasten in their crotch area, and slowly over time, it'll shape the tunnel into anybody's body.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a great sloth terrarium.
So right
product,
now, Tyson, there are 105 posts on Instagram with hashtags Toblerone.
That's not enough.
It's not an epidemic. It's not an epidemic.
105. That could be one person.
And there is an official Toblerone Tunnel official page with 5 posts and 600 followers. Not an epidemic. Fox News is sensationalizing this, hoping.
Not just Fox News, by the way. I saw it other places.
Tell us where.
Well, I saw it on Daily Mail.
It's a conspiracy.
All of the news sources are running with this. So what are we saying? That it is not yet a craze?
Definitely not yet
a
craze.
It's just getting more people interested in Toblerone. Nobody's going for plastic surgery to get the Toblerone tunnel procedure.
Let's hope not. I mean, there was that cat lady who wanted to look like a cat. So people are willing to do crazy things with plastic surgery. But let's hope this doesn't become a trend.
Okay. We'll see if there are more updates on this. And then we have another story to update you on. A lot of people talked about last week on the show. We talked about the 30-year-old who was asked to move out by his parents. And then it turned into a legal battle. The 30-year-old went on quite the media tour this week. He's everywhere. Yeah. Tyson, does he look like what you imagined he would look like?
Definitely. Even down to his stupid suit where he's like, I got to dress up now that I'm in the public eye. I'll just, Dad, can I wear your suit jacket? He's like, we're kind of in a fight right now. He's like, I'll wear one of your suit jackets.
By the way, Dad, I had not seen this story. And then we did our podcast. And 2-3 hours later, it was everywhere.
It blew up.
It blew
up.
Yeah,
we started
hard.
That. We sensationalized
this.
Yeah,
I want to say we did it.
We helped it. We'll see if the Toblerone.
This is our Toblerone Tuesday. Our Toblerone, whatever it's called.
Yeah. So here he is. For you listening to the podcast and not watching us here on the video, that he has a very long hair, big guy. He has a very scraggly beard and glasses.
He sounds like he should start a religion.
Yeah,
I think he has one. It's called World of Warcraft. I like the headline, though, how it's like deadbeat son facing eviction, doesn't know how to pack up his room. And it's like they're like, maybe he's not a deadbeat. Maybe there's other, but they just started going with it. Yeah.
What a week he had also. He appeared on the Alex Jones InfoWars, and I believe he was gifted.
Given like $3,000.
$3,000.
Yeah, because
why did Alex Jones give $3,000 to
Because he said he was not a millennial because he was conservative. Oh. That's why he got invited. Plus, he's Alex Jones kind of crazy, but he got invited on the show because
Alex Jones is 100% crazy.
He could not be considered a millennial because people were slinging that at him. Like, oh, you're just a millennial piece of crap.
So he went on Alex Jones to refute the claims that he was a millennial.
Yeah. I don't know why he would go on there. It does not look good.
But I thought the whole millennial thing was getting free stuff, and he was freeloading off of his parents till he was 30.
Yeah.
Smart. Sounds like a good strategy.
So.
Yeah.
That's a, I feel like.
By the way, he did get job offers from several people.
Yes.
Yeah.
No word on whether he's taking anybody up on a job.
No.
Not if he's getting free money from Alex Jones.
This is the Devastate face tattoo all over again. He's going to get offered 1,000 jobs and take none and sink back into oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You wonder if he would have gone, if he would have gotten $4,000 from some very liberal show, would he have gone on that show instead?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. For $4,000? Tell me where. Yeah. Well, I probably wouldn't do some shows, but $4,000, that's a good amount of money.
You can buy
all sorts of upgrades.
At 30, you can live off of $4,000 for about 2.5 years. Is been my experience.
Right. So what is the real story about him not being able to pack up his stuff, Danny?
Oh, I know the real story because I experience this all the time. It's called laziness.
He's too lazy.
It affects 100% of the human population.
Okay.
And
yes.
Yeah, you just don't want to do something because one, he doesn't want to move. Two, he doesn't want to pack stuff up. It's like a double whammy. He doesn't want to do any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully,
so would you say that laziness is a larger epidemic than Toblerone
or bird flu? Yes. Okay. I would say it's one of the biggest epidemics. But this guy's got a strong case of it. Yeah. Like, it's hitting him pretty hard.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a cure?
So
only death can cure you.
Yes. He also has a kid. We didn't know that last week. He has a father. Well, no word on where the child is. Presumably, he does not have custody of said child.
He does not, and he's not allowed visitation without supervision. So
right.
The story goes down a deep, dark hole. And once this guy gets off of the news, everybody will be happier.
Right. There's also a dark side to this story, Tyson, that the 30-year-old guy, his name is Michael Rotondo.
Unfortunate.
He is also being harassed to some degree.
For being rotund?
No. Oh. On last Monday, he got a phone call from someone with a block number, called up his phone and said "loser" before hanging up the phone.
By the way, there's a job opening at a car dealership he could look into.
Yeah,
that could just be right. You didn't call up Michael Rotondo, right?
No, but that could just be a random prank call. Like, it's not even somebody that knows him or even is aware of anything. They're just like, let's do some prank calls tonight. You just hit *67 on your phone and then dial
star
a number.
*69, I think.
Whoa.
*69. Oh, you would know. And then dial a number, just 10 made up numbers. And they reached him. And now he's all heard about it. It's like, it was a completely random act of bullying.
Even, but the police have not taken any action yet against the person that called Michael Rotondo and called him a loser.
Look at, he thinks he has all this
mother of the kid, right?
It probably is his mom.
Oh, it's his mom.
Yeah.
You get it from both sides.
It's his mom.
It's his mom.
Yes. He also had an offer from somebody who worked at Home Depot to pay his moving expenses, but he declined. No word on why.
Yeah, because the second everybody does stuff for him is when he's going to really have to do stuff. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We are about to get into everything going on in Danny's bolt. Should we rename the bolt hole the Toblerone Tunnel?
Yeah, that's cool.
Forever?
I don't know. How about for this week?
Okay, take us into my Toblerone.
Hold on, before we get to that, let me just take a moment and thank one of our other sponsors here today. And let me just it's our friends over at LaCroix Sparkling Water. Everybody loves LaCroix Sparkling Water. If you had LaCroix Sparkling Water at your house, Danny, your kids would make sure that they would never want to move out either.
Oh my gosh. At least it would replace the juice they drink.
Yes,
endlessly.
Forget about the juice, because LaCroix Sparkling Water is a calorie sweetener and sodium innocent beverage with nothing artificial. Make the switch to LaCroix Sparkling Water, a healthier alternative for you and your lifestyle, because they have zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium. That's innocent, all natural, environmentally friendly, and flavored with fruit essences. Too bad none of these public pools are filled with LaCroix sparkling water, Tyson. Innocent. It would be innocent.
Oh, it would?
Yes. As opposed to all of these public pools that we're talking about, because there's 14 flavors. Key lime, tangerine, mango, apricot, passion fruit are the newest, peach, pear, coconut, lemon, lime, berry, cran, raspberry, orange, grapefruit, and pure. Those are all of them in the lineup. They also have 6 LaCroix Karate flavors, like pineapple, strawberry, appleberry, cherry lime, kiwi watermelon, blackberry cucumber, cantaloupe, pink grapefruit, LaCroix Karate. That is a bolder flavor. LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water is gluten-free as well, Danny, vegan and non-GMO. Plus, LaCroix Sparkling Water and LaCroix Karate Sparkling Water are both available nationwide. For more information on the LaCroix community on social media, follow them at LaCroix Water or check them out online, LaCroixWater.com. For a full list of retailers, go to LaCroixWater.com. With that in mind, let's go into Danny's Toblerone Tunnel.
Take me.
Toblerone Tunnel.
Please enter. One of the stories I was going to share last week, and it's related to the pool story and the advertisement we did, but LaCroix just came out with a swimsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Line.
Yeah.
I want one of those.
Wear that to a public pool.
Let me see if
the female swimsuits. First, though. Yeah, well, here's the great thing is that the female LaCroix swimsuit is very high-waisted, so it allows you to really get that bikini line and high up on your leg and butt, just in case you got a hairy one of those.
Yeah, is that a French cut? Is that what they call that?
Yeah, a hairy butt. So the swimsuit really allows for that, for at least the female one. That lady should look into it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, I saw that last week. I was going to bring it up, but you didn't do the advertisement for it. But all sorts of swimsuits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, they look good. LaCroix sparkling water bathing suit.
It's weird. I think they're getting into the whole like Cheetos where, you know, these brands are making their clothing. So we need AF clothing. We should make like an AF banana sling. Something that really catches your attention.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, I had two stories. One was about a guy who put 36 magnets in his wiener.
Why?
Because well, 35 he just wasn't enough.
Well, he thought it would make him even more exciting in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
One magnet wasn't enough, so he just kept going and going and going.
Yeah. Wait, what was he doing? Jamming him up his urethra?
Yeah, exactly. They ended up in his bladder.
That's
some dedication, by the way.
Let's see if we can get Dr. Mike on the line to...
Is that true love?
That's true love. If you're willing to do that for a woman... I think you can say that is
well. Look,
probably unhealthy.
I think that there may be some like a ounce of wisdom. Maybe, you know, people wear those magnetic bracelets, Tyson.
Well, and we read the story about the female magnetic vaginal clip or whatever it was.
Right.
Remember that?
There's iron in the blood. I believe Magneto has told me, and so you know,
and
maybe it's like, hey, let me put a bunch of magnets in my wiener. And then that's going to really bring a lot of blood
increase
flow
the blood
to the area.
Flow.
Very engorged body parts, Tyson.
Or if
is
you
that
want
Danny, why you always have those pants with the magnets built on in the front?
Well, I was going to say, that's why if you suffer from ED, as so many men do, according to all the commercials I see, you jam these in there and then use the polar opposite magnet to give yourself, you just have to be near it.
Yeah,
this is what I would do. This is what I would do. Jam.
Lay on top of the piece of metal.
Yeah.
Real hard to get through security, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking you could always just have like something like attached to your chin here, like a really strong magnet, and then you have the one down below.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff we could do to avoid having to take pills.
Other way, put the metal on your wiener and then go stand near a magnet.
We can all agree there's a lot of options and definitely less, maybe less painful than the pump.
Yeah.
So anyway, maybe he was just trying to do his DIY. Is this Logan Paul's DIY YouTube ED problem?
Logan, I've got a great idea for your next video.
Jam these in your wang, and then we'll just control it with this opposite magnet over here. It'll be so funny.
Right.
That's not what I want to talk about, though, guys.
Oh.
Okay. You know how there's like...
We're already to wrap up, and you're not...
No. I've got one more, and it could be one of those fake news Tyson's Broga stories, and it definitely is, but it just goes along with a common theme these days with CrossFit, Spartan races. You know how everyone's looking for an exciting new way to stay fit?
Sure.
I thought it was
more of an exciting new way to post something on your Facebook profile that makes people think that you're really cool.
No, but yeah, if you get into any of those things or veganism, that is an exciting thing you can post about and annoy people with. Mm-hmm. So there's a new ropes course, which sounds like an exercise kind of challenge thing, escape room, whatever type of a thing. And they're introducing this year live alligators and pythons to the course. Mm. Now, when you first read the story, that sounds awesome, right? You can just
picture Florida.
People. No, actually, it's in Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Carry on.
Did that throw you off?
Yeah.
So the thought of like a ropes course with alligators, that's exciting. That's pretty cool. But there's no way they're going to let people get eaten by the alligators or
even
squished
close
by
to
the
them.
Pythons or get even close. So it's
there's one encaged alligator underneath that everybody is swinging way over.
And the alligator is super sickly from eating all the garbage that falls out of people's pockets when they swing.
All the goo and stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't even have the strength to attack a human should they actually fall through the netting into the water.
Yeah, because wall energy gel is proven to be one of the healthiest things a human can eat. It's bad for alligators.
But maybe this will be what it takes to get people out to exercise. I just hate when articles like this pop up. And in my imagination, it's pretty cool.
This is what I hate even more.
In reality, it's not.
What's that?
This is what I hate even more when they're like, look, I swung over this and I'm an athlete. And you're like, you're not an athlete. And then all the things underneath are like, this guy is so cool. I can't believe how crazy you are. And you're like, get out of here.
That's true.
I used to ride a bike 35 hours a week and get paid in dried spaghetti noodles.
But Tyson brings up a great point. The most annoying thing about this ropes course are all the Instagram posts where people talk about how they did a ropes course with alligators. And like Tyson said, all the comments are going to be like, you're so brave. You're so strong.
You're
an incredible human.
I could never do that.
And what they don't realize is it's at no point were you exposed to the actual danger of an alligator grabbing you by the arm and then doing that crazy thing where they roll around till they rip you into pieces. Yeah. That never was going
to
happen.
I think this is what the type of thing that people who aren't athletes do to prove to people that they're athletes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people that are fooled by them now being athletes are the people who are also not athletes.
Now,
which is fine. It's fine to not be an athlete, but don't post this like this is the new World Series of being an athlete.
Yeah, we're not going to see
the end. We all know the CrossFit Games is the only way to measure someone's true athleticism.
Danny, is this like the real life version of the game Pitfall?
Could be. But I guarantee you there's not going to be a single Temple of Doom-like ending. You know, when he falls off the ladder and those alligators rip him up,
chomp him.
Yeah.
That won't happen once because their insurance won't tolerate that. So they've got a big, sturdy net over. It's dumb. It's a gimmick. It is fake news in a way because those live alligators. And the pythons. Are you swinging on the pythons?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the threat you have from a python?
Python could pack a bite, bro.
They can bite, I know, but I mean, you're not going to, if you're so lazy.
They're a constrictor.
If you're on a ropes course standing still long enough to have a python wrap you up, maybe that ropes course is not for you.
So no guys trip for this?
No, I've scratched this off the list, so you know, but don't be
If somebody pays me to go out and do it, I'll do it, and I'll be like number one most excited to do it.
All right. Yeah, $4,000.
So what? Where's the leading contender for the guys' trip? Russia, we said, is out.
we're
going down to that Acura dealership. What's the leading contender right now?
I say we go help Mr. Rotund move. We show up with a truck that says three guys in a van moving company.
Okay.
The parents will be like, thank God you're here.
I bet we don't even need a van or a truck. I bet we could do it all in just like a little sedan.
Or we borrow that guy's Falcon 7X to help Rotund move.
That's the guy's trip, dude, is to go.
That's what Jesus would want.
And see how far we can go on one.
Where does Michael Rotundo live?
Probably
anywhere,
Ohio.
USA.
Ohio?
That's just a guess.
Yeah.
Middle America.
Yeah. Yep. Is he in upstate New York? Because
he is in upstate New York.
Is reporting on the story.
He is in upstate New York.
I'm sure we have listeners up
that.
There that can go check out what's going on with Michael Rotundo.
But do we really want to force that on them where they have to now meet this guy?
Well, yeah. I would love to have his parents on the show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's probably say horrible things about him.
Hey, not to rub it in, guys, not to rub it in or even get into any type of discussion, but I predicted that a TV show would get canceled, I think, a week or two ago.
Yeah,
I know, but you said...
No, that's all we need to talk about.
No,
we're not talking about anything else about it, because then we have to get into talking
about
it.
No, we don't even have to bring up anything about it, but it got canceled not because people weren't watching, which is what basically you were arguing, that no one would watch.
Just to reset the reboots of TV, and Tyson predicted that the Roseanne show would be canceled on a recent episode a week or two ago of News AF. And Tyson is taking a victory lap, but Danny...
When he shouldn't.
Yes, Danny argues that the Roseanne show is not canceled because of low ratings. As Tyson,
so, Danny, you're saying that if you hit green on roulette and 40x'd your money, you wouldn't take responsibility for that?
I'm just saying you shouldn't take a victory lap. You should take a lap on the outdoor alligator and python course.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tyson, what else did you predict also? Didn't you have another prediction that came true recently?
Yeah, I did. I can't remember what it was now.
Maybe did you text it to me yesterday?
The second that Jeff Probst started saying that Survivor's finale was going to be
the
thing you've never seen.
Survivor.
I predicted it was going to be a tie between two people.
Wow. Tyson, are you the Nostradamus of our age?
I have what they call the gift of foresight. So you use common sense and your wherewithal to...
knew that journalist wasn't dead. Like, you knew that.
Oh, already. Yeah. I easily knew that, dude. I was like, oh, this guy's totally okay. The second the headline came out, I was like, this guy's going to
be fine. Do you have any predictions for next week, Tyson?
No, they just kind of come to me. I don't have them currently with me, but... Yeah, I don't have any right now.
Okay.
Tyson likes to hit the paint, and then he gets the visions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do wasp spray.
Okay, anything else from this week? Anything from the Twitch chat? Anything else we want to touch on before we wrap this up?
I want to hit some also-rans. Instead of doing review... I'm going to do some also-rans from the Facebook page.
Oh, okay. These are stories that didn't quite make the cut.
Yes. Okay. Our friend Crystal in Florida was arrested for crystal meth. Her full name, Crystal Methvin.
No way. No way.
10 News.
Mm-hmm.
WTSP.
Well, that must be legit. It's 10 News.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust 8, but 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Live shooter hoax at Walt Disney World Resort lands Arizona YouTube. That's all that is cut off. And I'm not going to try and open the article because it keeps trying to get me to sign into Facebook. So I'm just going to guess.
Yeah.
Lands Arizona YouTuber in hot water.
Right. They should put them in public pool water.
Worse than cat poop. Making me the cat poop sandwich.
Yeah. I had a couple also that didn't make the final cut for the show today about how the police department, a local police department, issued a warning to people that the crystal meth contained the Zika virus.
That was a good one.
A lot of people were skeptical to the the police wanted you to report the if you had the crystal meth with Zika virus.
Yes.
Least of your worries. If you've got
and then people were getting on there and being like, this is entrapment. And the cops were like, no, entrapment is getting someone to commit a crime when they normally wouldn't.
Yeah,
these people have already committed the crime. We're not. Yeah. People were upset. And then the best comment of all was the last guy who was like, I don't think your town, I don't think your biggest problem is meth. Your biggest problem is that no one there has a sense of humor.
So was it a prank or not?
It was a prank. There was no Zika virus attached to.
Stop doing pranks. Like, I understand, like, yeah. The police department. It's a tough time for police officers. There's a lot of backlash to the police. But if these police departments think that, hey,
just be professional,
we'll be wacky. We'll take a page out of the Logan Paul playbook, and we'll put.
Let's go to Japan, everybody.
Prank everybody with some Facebook posts. That's not the right move. That is not the way out of this. So.
Nobody likes your dad jokes.
I don't even know what they're not even dad jokes. They're just bad. They're bad prank jokes, and knock that off. There was also a story that we had a nominee for the worst airline passenger of the week.
Oh, that's
right.
There
was a woman on a Southwest flight that claimed that there was a man that was masturbating the entire flight.
Was he wearing a utility suit?
No.
Tyson.
No, he was.
It would have been ideal, though. Here's the other thing, though, is that you think that's a worse customer than the American passenger who got in a huge fist fight over not being served more beer?
That one was bad.
He's facing up to 20 years in prison.
Yeah. I mean, a woman went on Twitter to claim that a man masturbated all the way from Las Vegas to Philadelphia. Which in some ways is impressive, but I can't imagine.
It was Sting.
Yeah, it was. That's a long flight.
Sting could do it.
Las Vegas.
This tantric sex. Sting could do it. He's the only man on Earth, so we already know who did this.
This woman claimed on Twitter, her name is the real Ellie Ice, according to this story.
Yeah, but we don't want to go too much into her Twitter because then it loses the humor of it. Yeah. And you're like, oh, my God, this was really horrible.
She posted to Southwest that a man without using headphones or anything and twice now has started shaking in the throes of orgasmic bliss.
Wow. Okay, that's also impressive. No visual or audible stimulation.
No,
the guy's got a great
open watching pornography, Danny.
Yeah, without headphones at volume.
The sounds, after you've seen enough of those videos, you can already recreate them in your head.
No, there was sound, just not with headphones.
Right.
Oh, so he was sharing the joy of that medium of entertainment with everybody.
And then she claims that when he left when they parted ways, he patted her on the head and said, I hope you enjoyed the show.
Is that the worst part?
Yeah.
That's worse than a public pool.
And Southwest was like, tell a stewardess. And she's like, I'm trapped. Like, if I tell anybody, he's the guy right there. Yes. So she was tweeting to Southwest to help her.
Oh, come on. You need to push the stewardess button. I mean, that's a no-brainer.
But the guy was sitting right next. He was like in the aisle seat or something. She was like, she was trapped somehow where she didn't want him to know that she was
they
the one who
cut
told
down
which
on the people
I understand
bringing
porn
that. On the flight. I feel like that
yeah,
would be more
understand
and more
that.
Of these stories.
That's the thing. If they're watching porn, you should be thrown off for watching the porn. If you're wearing a utility suit and watching porn, we all know what you're up to.
Yeah.
And if you're sitting in the aisle, I mean, that's everybody's Where's watching
you
watch
your
it.
Seat on Southwest.
This is where you need your. This is where you need that public rating because she could have rated him like a zero stars,
know,
and then
like,
all of a sudden
invasion
now
of privacy. But I think we need it. Yeah. I think we need the score.
Your now, privacy sudden, was already being invaded by this guy.
Now all of a sudden, this guy's greyhounding like all the other guys. Like
greyhounding. I like that that's become a verb.
Like how you behave on a Greyhound bus? Is that what it means?
No, it's Greyhounding is how you have to travel because your public score is too low.
I thought the act of acting like a jerk on an airplane was called Greyhounding.
That's how people act on a bus.
I kind of like that. I think that's a better use of it.
Hey, you want to masturbate in public? You take that to a bus, mister.
Yeah, dude. Hey, stop Greyhounding.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, he's Greyhounded with all the other people like him from now on. So anytime you get on a Greyhound bus, all it is a bunch of pervs that.
But when you see him on the plane, you can use it and say, "Hey, dude, stop greyhounding on this flight.
Don't greyhound here. That's for buses only."
Are you watching porn? Why are you greyhounding on this flight, bro?
Should Greyhound consider having a? If you want, go ahead. We'll have one bus a day. Where just like they had those nude flights, could this be a money grab? When you're allowing it,
then people are pushing the envelope further and further.
Only on that one bus, you are fully aware that this one Greyhound at the end of every trip.
The guy misses the bus, and he's like, "Well, I wanted to Greyhound the whole way."
After every trip,
one seat open on the Dyson says, "Shut it down."
No, there's no way.
There's no bad ideas in brainstorming, Tyson.
Sure, if we're doing a humor-based podcast only, yes. But if we're doing a news truth podcast, then we have to say no. Because then we're just giving these people allowances. Like, this guy should be arrested. How is he not arrested?
I don't know.
How is this guy not arrested?
My only thing is that
he should definitely be questioned, and they should round up witnesses.
That's my question. Because that I feel like that just like we said the video we had the video of the guy who was urinating on a seat. Well, how does the woman not have include a picture of what's going on? Is this somebody trying to get a free Southwest flight? Basically,
if she is telling the truth, and this man is, they have to investigate for certain and round up other witnesses and. If it is true, this man should be in jail.
Yes, he should be.
Oh, without a doubt. But I
on the permanent no-fly list, if that's
correct. And he should be forced to greyhound.
Right. Yeah. That he should have pants that have
He should be greyhounding from here on out.
Yes. But the question is, was this a woman who was just trying to get a free Southwest flight and complaining? Because you would think that it would be very easy to track down talk to any of the flight crew.
Other passengers who saw.
But she did reach out. She did reach out before the flight was over.
Right.
To a stewardess or on Twitter?
She signed up on Twitter and they were responding to her. They were like, "Tell a stewardess." And she's like, "I can't. I think she told them her seat, where she was and everything. And was like, "You send the stewardess to get this guy." And they were like, "You will get him at the gate if you can talk to a manager then." And she's like, "Now I have to sit here for like," I think that at least parts of this story are true, if not all of them, because of that.
But why weren't there more passengers?
Here's the thing. If there was a dude doing that next to me, I would immediately raise my hand and be like, "This guy is jerking at everybody." And then, but I understand.
Hey, this guy's greyhounding right next to me.
Yeah,
this guy's greyhounding. He's greyhounding himself.
Yeah.
Put him in the bathroom.
I don't know. I don't buy it. I'm very skeptical about this story.
Guys, the way to solve this problem is to get your followers to buy you a Falcon 7X. Then you can greyhound in the privacy of your own plane as often as you want. There you go.
Without ever having to stop for gas.
I mean, God will watch you do it, but nobody else will. So if News AF can get a private jet, we will never have to deal with a Greyhound.
I believe that another passenger would beat the crap out of this guy at the point where that he's out in public using his body like an amusement park on a 3-hour flight. Another passenger would step in.
But maybe the flight wasn't full. And maybe she was the passenger there blocking other people's sight from it. And she tweeted at Southwest during the flight. So you can't tweet a lie while it's happening.
Why not take a picture?
Because then it's easy for people to find out. You're sitting right next to him.
So what? He's watching porn and jerking off. He's occupied.
Right. Yeah, people would be
screaming. I'm saying I would.
Like, "Oh, let me get on Southwest and tweet to customer service right now."
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm with
So you're taking big airline side now.
No, I'm taking the side of truth. I want to know the truth.
Okay.
And I need more facts before I can discover it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it wouldn't make sense to tattletale on somebody while it's happening, because that's the easiest time to tell if it's truth or fiction.
We'll see. I feel like that, like the flight attendants, I think would be involved here with this incident, and wouldn't just be like, yeah, I don't know, I don't see anything, nothing crazy is happening here.
Yeah, nobody's watching porn on their iPad
with no headphones on.
And we're just gonna walk by because they go up and down the aisle.
Look, if nothing happened,
right,
and this story was all manufactured by her, then her crime is as serious as the one she's accusing the seat partner of. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, that's very serious as well.
Look, the lesson here is not to travel with people or swim in public pools.
Right.
I mean, come on. We already know that.
We got to get private jets. And
that's why.
If we can afford a private jet, we can afford our own pools.
Let's go back to the televangelist. I think he had the right idea.
Totally. He had the right idea. Start a religion. Get people to give you $54 million for your jet.
Yes, everyone, please help Jesse DePlantis get
it. Guys, I have too much of a conscience to start a religion. I have the know-how. For sure, I have the know-how.
Yeah.
You just move to Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. And then once you move to Santa Monica, you start going around and you start just telling people. You sign up for a bunch of yoga classes.
Okay.
And you hang out a little bit after. And you just start telling people it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then you start amassing a little bit of a following, because all people want to know is that they're going to be okay. It doesn't matter what their question is. Yeah. Rob, okay, what happens to us after we die? Rob, it's going to be, everything's going to be okay. Oh, thank God. That's a weight off my shoulders. Danny,
like Russ Matthews,
where's my money going to come from next year? Danny, it's all going to be
your
okay.
Dad.
It's all going to be okay. Your dad again.
Listen, I have a
spoiler alert.
Southwest flight later on this week.
It's all going to be okay. You're going to get to where you're going. It's going to be
I'm going to be the opposite religion. Rob, you should be very scared. You are screwed. Make sure you wear a one-piece utility suit. Mm-hmm.
And religious blessed one that's $1,000 blessed by me personally. Okay.
A holy one-piece that'll protect you.
I think you start with the, it's just going to be okay to lure the masses in. And then you get
drilled down
stricter and stricter and drilled down after that.
All right. Well, we should wrap this up here today. We've covered a lot of ground.
Should I be called the Shwami
this
religion? the Shwami.
Do you want to be called
like
the Shwami?
Shwami Tyson.
Okay. The Shwami. All hail the Shwami. Pray Shwami.
Yes. John Tinkham in the Twitch chat has an idea for the guys trip. What are we about if we meet in a central location in Greyhound at the Florida?
So where would that be? What's that? What's the gang land in California, inland?
Maybe. So, all right. Greyhounding is the hashtag today, correct?
Yep. Yeah, without a doubt.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together. Follow Tyson Apostle on Twitter. He's at Tyson Apostle. Danny is at Danny Bryson. I'm at Rob Sussman. Anything else, guys?
Nope.
That's all.
Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.